Who am I?
Who am I? How do I fit into this world?
How do I fit in this world?
Teenagers, and I included, search for an identity in something, like their religion, sexuality, and their accomplishments, personal experiences, their image, ambitions for the future, and so much more. We try to find happiness with ourselves and explore what we like and dislike. In my life, I usually look for reassurance from my friends and family for a choice or a decision. It could be the tiniest decision like, what should I wear today? Or the biggest decision in my life like, what should I do with my future and career? I look at my identity so much because the amount of pressure that is exerted on me from media, standards, family, and friends. And I think about these ideas constantly. My name is Micah Harsey, and I'm a senior in high school. This podcast will be about my journey as a teen on heart issues or temptations that myself and others face. Our main focus right now is identity. I interviewed an AP psychology teacher, Mrs. Pletcher, at Carmel High School, and asked, how do people find their identity in religion?
Their identity is going to be centered on hopefully doing behaviors that reflect those beliefs, which will then form their identity. They want to identify with that belief system, those behaviors. They want to be seen as somebody who is a good representative of somebody who's a part of that religion.
I think it's easier to find my identity spiritually because that's how I was raised. For me, I know I found my identity in my relationship with Jesus. I'm grounded in Him. I'm a Christian who goes to church on a regular basis. I lead worship for my youth group, younger ages, and sometimes adult services. Even though there is sometimes a misconception about church being too religious, my purpose for going is not about just being in the church. And it's not what I do for the church. I go to grow in my relationship in Jesus and God. I am also baptized, and I believe that makes you new and washed clean. I'm not saying I'm perfect because I have so many flaws and struggles. I just have to repent and live like Christ to the best of my ability. Some people don't believe in God or the values I have. No matter what, I will respect their beliefs and still treat them the same as anyone else. A commonality in my age group is that a lot of people use bad language. Swearing and cussing usually comes up through sports. Over the years, I have played soccer, basketball, ran cross country, and other sports. Usually every sport has some form of bad language. People always ask me why I don't cuss when I get mad and in general. Then they tell me just to cuss once, just for kicks. I don't cuss because I don't think that they are necessary to have in a sentence, and I want to control what I say before saying something hurtful or offensive. I think that taming the tongue is one of the hardest things to do as a person because everyone has an opinion and sometimes have impulsive comments. Commonly, more people have more negative comments than positive. Cuss words have more of a negative connotation. I have gained and lost friends throughout my life for the better and worse because I don't do this one certain action like cussing, parting, or whatever. I usually lose those friends. In the end, I'm still going to be firm in what I believe in because it's a part of me. I for sure look at the fact of my accomplishments I have. I look at the image of myself and my reputation, but my identity isn't a part of those things. My view of what an identity is through beliefs and attitudes that I have. I have weaknesses and strengths like everyone else. My strengths are that I'm tenacious, personable, outgoing, passionate, and I'm strong in leadership. My weaknesses are that I don't always go to the positives of every situation. I can't confront people easily. It's hard to open up all the time when people judge me. Sometimes I jump to conclusions too fast without any hesitation, even if I'm wrong. Last but not least, I'm the hardest critic of myself. These attitudes are put into all my actions, what I say, and how I think. It affects my relationships with people and who I surround myself with. I find myself always reflecting and trying to better myself every day. I know for a fact that each day will be a challenge when people go against me in what I believe. I know that I want to be firm in my foundation of where I came from. I strive to be anything I want to be in the future to become a reality. Everything around me is going to change. I am going to change. But my identity in Christ will not change. This is my identity. This podcast was for you to reflect on what your identity is in. Is it through your religion, image, personal experience, or something impactful on you? This is my story and the process of how I found my identity. Everyone thinks of labels that justify who they are, but that judgment doesn't define your true self. You have a free decision of who you are, what you want to believe, and how to act. I found that self-reflection helps the search for your identity as a teen. For WHJE, this has been Micah Hardesty. More podcasts like this can be found at whje.com.